Basically, when we talk about nature versus nurture, we're talking about whether a person's behavior is more influenced by their nature, by their born instinct to satisfy basic needs, such as hunger, thirst, security, or shelter, you know, their biological side, or is it more influenced by other people in their lives, by the people who nurtured them, their social side, interaction with family, teachers, maybe friends. Well, today, we're going to look at a business application of nature and nurture, at how nature and nurture play a business role in advertising and marketing. Specifically, we're going to talk about the psychology of advertising. Now, what does psychology have to do with advertising? Well, basically, advertising is all psychology. It's a kind of psychology because it's an attempt to influence people's behavior. In this case, to motivate them to buy something. So, if you're an advertiser, you're always asking yourself, how can I influence others to buy what I'm selling? And as an advertiser, you must also come up with a hook to do so. You must find a way to grab people's attention and to persuade them to want to buy a particular product. This is done by trying to create an image that is emotionally appealing, by showing consumers things they desire or want. Now, can you think of a good way to emotionally appeal to consumers through the nature and nurture principle?
Through fear? Maybe they could scare people into buying something?
Sure. But remember that fear is only one example of an emotion, or rather instinct, and it wouldn't work for every product. I mean, fear might work for something like a home security alarm, but say you want to sell a pair of blue jeans. Well, just ask yourself, how often does fear motivate you to buy a pair of jeans? What I want you to think about is some really basic needs. Well, let me help you out with this one. You all need to eat and drink, don't you? Have a look at this example of an advertisement for bottled water to get a better idea of what I mean. Have you ever seen an advertisement for a restaurant or some kind of food or drink where it looked so good that you wanted to have it right then and there? In this advertisement, the appeal to instinct is clear. It's hot. You're thirsty. The water will satisfy your natural urge to hydrate yourself. Look at how the designer of the advertisement has used images that let us know that the temperature of this bottle of water is cool. Hunger and thirst are two of the most basic needs that human beings have. So is the desire for safe shelter. So, appealing to these basic, these built-in urges or instincts, is one approach to selling things. But it's not the only way. Take this example of an advertisement for living room furniture. Now, what's the emotional appeal here?
Well, it looks very comfortable, looks safe, looks warm.
Sure. Those are part of the shelter instinct that an advertiser might appeal to. But you could show a warm, safe shelter without needing the people in the advertisement, couldn't you? In fact, if all you wanted to show was warmth, safety, and comfort, then the people in the advertisements would just be a distraction, right? On one hand, this advertisement appeals to the instinct for a safe environment. On the other, it appeals to our socialization, to our need for companionship, for friendship. You see the family having fun together, the kids playing a game, mom and dad reading. It looks not only like a safe, comfortable place, but it's also saying, if you buy this furniture, your home will be more social. You'll spend more time with the people you care about and who care about you. So, that's the other way to find an emotional appeal, to appeal to our social side, our tendency to seek relationships. Are there any other examples? Yes.
How about toy ads, for example? I mean, you know, like a new toy, where the kid who has the new toy is the coolest kid, and everybody wants to play with that kid. You know, everybody wants to be that kid's friend.
Good example. Now, the emotional appeal there is the need for social acceptance, to belong to a group, to know that you're accepted. Now, let's look at some other techniques that advertisers use to get us to buy their goods.